Gemara and Daf Samach Beis and Beis, and we are about 12 lines down, last word in the line. Amar Lei Rava Rabba La Rava Bar Mari Minah Hamilta the Amar Rabbanan. What's the source of this which the Rabbanan said? Bnei Banim Harim Kibanim, which we mentioned yesterday. Yinei Mimidichsev Habaneis Bneisai Habanim Banai. If it's from that which Lavan told Yaakov when he caught up with him and they had their dispute, and he said Habaneis Bneisai Habanim Banai. So you see that he was saying that his grandchildren are like his children. Elamata Vatsein Seine, when he said the flock is my flock also. Hachanami, is there any type of real yichus, yachas between the flock and him? Ella, what was love in telling Yaakov? The kanisim inoi, it ultimately came from me. You took it from me. You acquired it from me. Ochanami, the kanisim inoi, you acquired it from me. The children are ultimately from me. You don't necessarily see a proof. There's this concept of bnei banim kibanim. It says Gemara, Ella mihacha. But rather, the source is from here. It says, "V'achar ba chetzrin el beis machir." Afterwards, chetzrin came and was with the daughter of machir, Avi Gilad. V'hu lakacha. What does it say? It says in Hemshech, "V'teled lai es seguv." She gave birth to him, and she gave birth to seguv. Uksiv minei machir, from machir yardu mechaykikim descended. Now mechaykikim is a reference to Shevet Yehuda. Uksiv Yehuda mechaykiki. So it must be that we are attributing the descendant, even though ultimately it's from Shevet Yehuda, is mechaykikim. Rashi says minei machir yardu mechaykikim. V'lei matzin lameimer mibnei banav elamibnei bitoi. It was from his daughter. And you see that because the reference to Mechaykiki is a reference to Yehuda, it must be that the grandson is ultimately, a grandchild is considered to be a child. Hence the concept of Bnei Banim Kibanim. Now we said in the Mishnah that when is a person allowed to be Mizbatel from Piri Verivya? Once they have children. We mentioned yesterday the Machlekes B'Shamay Beisol in the Mishnah, as well as other versions of the Machlekes B'Shamay Beisol and Reb Nosson, and so on. But the Gemara was Medayik that once a person has children, then they are allowed to be Mizbatel from Piri Verivya. Now the Gemara says, Masnisin Delek Reb Yeshua. Detanya Reb Yeshua, Amen, Nasa Adam Isha, Bialdusa, Yisa Isha, Biziknusa. Even though a person married a woman when they were younger, nevertheless, yisi isha biziknuse, it is kedai for him to marry in his older age. Ha'yilu banim bi'aldusa, yilu banim biziknuse. And so too with regards to having children. Shenem rababik izrazara, cholar bal tanach yad, chaken chiyadea eze yichsha, hazea eze, meaning sow your seed in the morning, and don't hold back in the afternoon, because you don't necessarily know which one is going to be kosher. Rashi says, "Eze yichsha, eze zera yehi hagun v'yirei shemayim u'miskayim." Whereas our Mishnah is meduyik that says, if you've got children, you're allowed to be mizbatel. And Yeshua says, no, one is not allowed to be mizbatel because of the babekas razarecha concept. And yeah, b'mshneim tevim ge'achot tevim, and if they're both good, then nachbes, even better that you've got righteous children from when you were young and righteous children when you are old. Similarly, Rabbi Kiva Aymer, lamater Rabbi Aldusi, yomater Rabbi Ziknusi. You learn Torah when you're young, learn Torah when you're old. Ha'yilat tamidim bi'aldusi, yilat tamidim b'ziknusi. So too, if you have tamidim when you're young, it's kedai to have tamidim when you're old. Similar, the same pasuk number, Babekas Razarecha, and so on. Some question the Alfaner asks, like, why would you think that if a person learned Torah when you're young, that you're not obligated to learn Torah when you're old? I mean, the obligation of Talmud Torah applies until your death, Ad Bichlal, like the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Talmud Torah. One of the answers I saw was that the Karen Eris says that that so Yes, some say it's a reference to, I think the Aruch HaNer says that perhaps one should read the Gemara not to Yilmaid, about you learning, but it's about you teaching, and that's what it means. But the Karen Erez says maybe the pshat could be that you might have thought that it is that much more of a halachic imperative to learn Torah when you're young, because as the Gemara says in Kedushin, Barasi Yetzahara and Barasi Tera Tavlin, and therefore what you need to counterbalance the strong Yetzahara, you need Torah, so you need Talmud Torah. Maybe that's only when you're young, but once you're older, then there's less of an importance to do so. And that the Gemara says, no, it doesn't make a difference. You need to learn when you're young, when you're old, and so on. Says the Gemara, Amru, Shneimasar Alef, Zugim, Talmidim, Hayulay, Rabbi Kiva. There's different versions of this. This here, our Gemara says 12,000 pairs of Talmidim did Rabbi Kiva have, Mikvas, Adan Tipras. In this particular region, the Kulam Mesa Beperek Echad, they all died in the same period of the year. We'll see something in a minute. V'haya ha'ilan shamim ad shabar Rabbi Kiva eitzel Rabbi Sinai shebedarim u'shnalahem, until Rabbi Kiva came to our rebbes in the south and he taught them, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yezi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Elsewhere, there's a girsa of, or some say it was, should be Rabbi Nehemiah, and that's the Netrikan of Yeshimain. Some say maybe different reasons why Rabbi Nehemiah wasn't included. Al Kopanim Behaim Haim Hamidu Teira Ois Hashah. These are the ones who are Maimid Teira Ois Hashah. Other versions of the Chazal is that Rabbi Kiva kind of gave them warning and said, you know, the Rishonim died for their particular shortcomings, and you should be mindful not to do the same. And obviously a big discussion as to how and why was it possible for these Talmidim, after all, wasn't Rabbi Kiva the one who said, that his Talmidim would fall short in this area? There is a diak, though. The Gemara doesn't say that they were mezalzel in each other. It says, they didn't actively be mechabit. Maybe the Gemara is just saying that they weren't actively being mechabit, and not necessarily that they were being mezalzel. It's very interesting, the Mashah over here, it's not so clear where the Mashah gets this from, but the Mashah says, I mean, the Gemara is going to say in a minute that they died with the death of Askara, but Mises Askara says the Mashah, the Efsher, the Kol Echad Diber Loshen Hara. It's a little bit schwer, like how did the Mashah, why is the Mashah dashing Lagnai to say that they spoke Lashon Hara? It doesn't say that they spoke Lashon Hara. It says Lenogu Kavod Zebizer, which if you want to kind of limit it, like we just said now, they didn't proactively be mechabed more than necessary. But where do you see that they actually spoke Lashon Hara? You see, he's saying maybe because you find the Gemara says that Simon the Lashon Hara is the death of Askara, and Mashal also says that they died from Pesach Latzeres Lahoyrais Shemesu Bahashkacha, to teach that they died with divine providence. Kihu Hazman Mamutza Labrius Vakaruv Lerefua. This period of the year between Pesach and Shavuos is the most, it's mild, it's fair. It's a good period of the year, and so on. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that between Divcha and Latzarta, between Pesach and Atzeres, that is the mildest time of the year, and therefore the fact that they died there, then and there, shows it was clearly done. It was done by Hashkacha. Amar Hama bar Abba Vitim Ramchi bar Oven Kula Mesa Misa Ra Mayi Amar Nahun Askara Amar of Masna Lach Rabbi Shua. We pass him like Rabbi Shua, who says that there's this concept of Babekas Ra Zarecha, seemingly saying not like the Mishnah, which says that once a person has children, then they are exempt from Puravu. And he's saying we pass him like Rabbi, like Yeshua says, "Babeke zra es zarecha." Good. Good. Amram Tanchum by Amram Kinlai. Kol Adam She'ein La'isha Sharui B'lei Simcha B'lei Bracha B'lei Teva. If a person doesn't have a wife, to a certain extent, he's lacking Simcha, Bracha, and Teva. B'lei Simcha D'chsev Samachta Atzer B'Yisecha. So it mentions a bias in reference to Simcha, you and your bias. B'lei Bracha D'chsev V'laniach Bracha El B'Yisecha. Again, there's a requirement of a bias, which is one's wife. B'lei Teva D'chsev L'Teiv Heyes Adam Levade. And so on. B'marav Amri B'lei Teva. In Eretz Yisrael, they would say that if a person was without a wife, he's b'lei tera, b'lei chema, without tera and without protection, without a wall. B'lei tera d'chsev em ein ezrasi bi v'sushia, which is a reference to tera nidche mimene. So he doesn't have his ezer with him, so then the tera, the sushia, is also taken away. B'lei chema d'chsev nekeva t'sevev gaver, the nekeva, she surrounds her man, which we know, like one of the minhagim by a chuppah, is for the kala to circle the chasen seven times to kind of create that wall of protection around him, and so on. I once want to say for he quotes, he doesn't say who it is, but he says there's an Adam Gadol in Eretz Yisrael who is able to tell the shalom bayis of the avreichim based on the Shtiklach Torah, which they write each month. And he looks it over. He looks at the, you know, they're right up there, Marachas, they write the Shtiklach Torah, and he reads the Shtiklach Torah, and he's able to assess the level of Shalom Bayis. Doesn't say who this person is, so I thought to say pshat based on this Gemara. And the Gemara says that Hashari Balayisha, Shari Balay Torah. So, k'chol, that a person is sharo yoiser b'isha, the more he is with his wife, the more, you know, he has that kesher to Torah. And therefore, that's manifest. That's manifest in the divrei Torah of the person. Rava bar'ula amar b'lei shalom, a sixth thing, which is lacking shalom, t'chsev yodata ki shalom, o'alecha u'fakadat anavcha. When will you know shalom? When you remember your abode, which is a reference to your wife, or lesechta. So that is, Rashi says, "Bizman sheyesh lecha oyel, ve'in oyel el ishte, shnei meshuv lechem aleichem," and so on. So that is a sixth thing. Amru Shimon Levi, kol hayodeh b'ishte shehira shemayim. Anyone who knows about his wife, that she is a Yirei Shemayim, the Einei Pekta, and he doesn't remember her, Nikra Chayte, it's called the Chayte, Shneem of Yedat HaKishalom Alecha, and so on. What is this referring to? Rashi says, the Ein Pekta B'Tashmish V'Esin Asa, he doesn't remember her, he's not with her at a time that he's supposed to, then that is a problem, because again, based on this pasuk, Yadat ki shalom elecha shlema b'yirshamayim, she shlema b'yirshamayim, and pokadata, you're supposed to be poked, you're supposed to remember her, and so on. The tour, and Reishman quotes a Ravid, who disagrees with Rashi, and says no, and this is how we take on, that it's referring to shaloi b'shas oina. In other words, over there in Siman Reish Mem, it's there where the Shulchan Aruch says what are the obligations of a man vis-a-vis his wife with regard to the intimacy, based on the Gemara in the fifth parak of Ksubas, depending on their profession and how often they're home and available and strong, v'chulu. So it says that, you know, maybe Einus Talmud Chacham Yikra Din is only once a week. But nevertheless, says the Ravid, but if you see that your wife is ma'irer, and there's a certain flirtatious behavior, she's Yirei Shemayim, she's not Tevas Bepeh, she's not allowed to, but you can see signs that she's keen, then that is what the Gemara is referring to, and that's the way the Magen Avraham over there in Reish Mem and Sitkot and Dal and Paskins, meaning if it's like Rashi, that it's referring to the Eisei Nasa, like what exactly is the Chiddush? I mean, of course, you're machuyiv to be with your wife, Sheruk Sisuve Nasa Le Yigra, and there's an obligation. Elamai, it's referring to even Shaloi Be'Eisei Nasa, That is the way the Magen Avraham paskens based on this Ravid. Good. Amar, there's an obligation for a man to remember his wife when he goes on a journey. Rashi says, again, she is interested in being with her husband. Again, according to the same pasuk, like the Gemara, ha mihacha nafka. Is that learned out from here? Mihacha nafka. Ve'el isheich tishuka seich. It says the part of the klala to chava was, you will have a tshuka for your husband. Melamed sheisha mishtekeh gazal baila b'shal sheyitz l'derech. There will be that cheshek and tshuka for your husband when he goes out, and so on. So we learn this concept from there. Amar Rabbi Yosef, name. The reason why Rabbi Shimon Levi needed to say this over here is leinitzra ela samach la'i levesta. It's coming to tell us a chiddush that even though chayiv adam lifreish miyishte, samach levesta, the person needs to be purish from his wife close to the time when she is expecting. Rashi says, but if you're going away on a journey, that overrides the Isser. That overrides the Isser. Meaning to say, if it is within an Oina of when she's supposed to see, during the Oina that she's supposed to see, Rashi learns, in regil reis b'yoyim, asura kol ayoyim. In regil reis b'layla, asura kol alayla. So usually, there's an obligation to be perish samach levesta. If she sees sometimes during the day, then you have to be perish the whole day. If she sees sometimes at night, you have to be perish the whole night. And nevertheless, we're saying that there is an obligation to be perish, and there's an obligation to be with one's wife, even if it is samach levesta. So it says in Shulchan Aruch in Kufei Dalet Yud, Haretzelatzis Laderech, Tzarech Lifkadish Tefilo Samach Levesta. Says the Ramav, Afilo B'Tashmish Shari. Even with Tashmish it's Mutter, like the Pashtus of our Sugya. Says the Ramav, Mikol Makam Amachmir Shalei Lefakta Rak, B'Divri Ritzoi, but someone who's Machmir not to have Tashmish with her, Ivid Samach Levesta. Tavala bracha. Now this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Lamaisa Rugi Rishin and Paskin, there's a hat to even a Tashmish. Rabbeinu Tam says that it should be Ritzu Dvaram as opposed to Tashmish. Rei Paiskim say that even Tashmish is Mutter, and that is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, notwithstanding the Ramah who says one should go like the Smag and the Rabbeinu Tam, and so on. And again, here the Gemara is saying that the obligation is Samach Levesta. There's a question about what about Mamish during the time that she's literally expecting the period. Is that different? That might depend on Vesta Satyrais at the Rabbanon. And there's other pratim as to whether she perhaps needs to do a bdik in advance, and so on. Fine. That is that. Good. It says the Gemara. Vahanimili ledvarishus avot by mitzvah mitridi. Meaning, when do we say there's an obligation if a person is only going away for a dvar rishus? But if they're going away for a dvar mitzvah, then they are tarud. Says Rashi, Hanimili, the chayiv lepeikta, ki azol dvar rishus, avol dvar mitzvah, loy. Mishum de tarud b'mitzvah, he's busy with his mitzvah. So it seems to be Rashi's understanding that there's an isik b'mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah. That's the first pshat. Inami, second shot, mitzvah b'tashmish, to the extent that he would be busy with tashmish, the concern is via vapor mi mitzvah.
One idea being clear with your wife is to appease her.
Right.
So we should be forgetting about his das. You have to satisfy her. She's not sure about mitzvah. She's not. So.
Right, but if one is involved in a mitzvah already, so we're learning from this pasuk that it is a mitzvah. It is incumbent upon the person to be Mesameach his wife at this time, and so on, because she's Mishtekekes Le B'Yeser, and so on. Say, Nachanami, But if you are already involved in a mitzvah, you can't say that there's a tzivui on me to do this when the fellow's involved in another mitzvah. That's the Gemara understands. You know, at the end of the day, it's a tzivui on him, that it's mutl on him to do this. There is, by the way, a discussion also, if he's ba'am in aderech, and she's mishta kekisla also, do we say also that pushes aside vestis? And it seems to be that we don't say. We only allow pushing aside of samach levesta when he's yotzel aderech. Good. Ten rabbanon. Ha'ayves ishti kegufay v'hamachabda yesu migufay. So if a person loves his wife like himself, meaning that the assumption is it's impossible to love a person more than yourself. You know, we mentioned this past Shabbos, Parshas Kedoshim, we spoke about the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, where the Rambam understands v'haftel recha kamecha pshutei kimashmo, that a person has to love their friend like themselves, whereas the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim says it's not possible, and therefore it must just mean that you should be happy for your friend's success and be happy for all of the things which your friend succeeds in, just like it would be for your own thing. But he says, how can you love someone more than yourself or even like yourself? However, when it comes to kavod, being mechaped your wife, here you should be mechaved your wife even more than yourself. And she says, very interesting, the zilusa de itza kasha midigavra. Now the zilzul of a woman, as the Gemara is going to say later on, is worse than it is for a man. A woman gets slighted, and therefore one should be doig for her kavod more than your kavod. So it's the question of who should take out the trash. The Gemara is saying very clearly. Right, I mean, not if a person, never if a person needs to come on to the Gemara for that, but
the Gemara. That's the one
over
the wife knows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How the Yizmi Google, but that's number two. V'hamadrich banav u'bneisev b'derech yisharon. If a person is mindful to be mechanech the children in the derech yisharon, v'hamisin samach lepirkan. And if you marry them off close to the time of maturity, again, you are there will be tranquility, there will be peace, you've got the balance right, and so on. Someone who loves his neighbors, we mentioned this past Shabbos also, story with the Beis HaLevi. I'll just say it again for those who weren't here, but we said a mitzvah with the Beis HaLevi that one of his wife's craving was a well-known kofer. It was a kofer, an avarian, and a chayti, and a machti, a real troublemaker. And the Beis HaLevi kaseidu would try and be makar of him. And when he was unwell, the Beis HaLevi would go in, and it was mavakra chayla. And the people in Brisk, they wanted to stop him from doing so. It was pasnish, the rough in Brisk is gate around in the stoop for the chayti or machti and a pikeris, you know, it's pasnished. So the Beis HaLevi said, look, the Gemara says in Bamitzia, in reference to an Aveda, leisuchal hisalim, you're not allowed to turn a blind eye. But nevertheless, Chazal kind of darshan it, you know, a little bit chutz mi pshutei, chutz mi pashtus hakra, pa'amim shatim misalei, and at times you can, zakin levein lefi kvoidei, zak the Beis HaLevi. The pasuk says, umi psarcha al tesalim. Don't turn a blind eye from your own flesh and blood. He says it doesn't see anywhere in Gan Shas, Bavli Yushalmi Chazal. To learn this, not kepshutei, when it comes to your craving, your mamish, have to pound away and do whatever you can to be makar of them. That was the, so it says, Aivishan and makar of his kravov, vanese es basta chise. And someone who marries his niece, very, very important Gemara, we'll come back to this in a second, but someone who marries his niece, Rashi says, Gaguye Adam Rabin Alachista Yesemin Achiv. Person has a closer feeling towards his sister, more so than to his brother. And we take Nimsis Machavis Ishtai, and therefore that would cause, if so, a better marriage. So if he marries his niece from Rashi, it would be Mashma specifically your sister's daughter. We'll see Tesis in a minute. You lend money to a pauper and in his time of need. You'll call out to me, I'll answer. You'll cry out, and I will say, I am here. And this is about the case of Rashbam, who had in Bas Achiv in a Khanami. It's your niece. Doesn't make a difference if it's your sister's daughter, your brother's daughter. No difference. Says Tesis Rabbi Natan Maimer, Tadafka Nakit Bas Achisai, Lafishi Bas Mazloi, and so on. And like we mentioned, Vashem and Rashi, if you look in Daf Samach Gimel, the Tesis Yishonim, the Yesh Mefarshim, Dafka Bas Achisai, Avaloi Bas Achiv. Not your brother's daughter. Why? The asi lafkiy mitzvahs yibum. If you marry your paternal brother's daughter, right? So if the guy dies, then you know you're going to be mafkiy mitzvahs yibum because she can't fall to her father, and so on. Now we do know, right? We know the Velt says that you know if only Yasera Sadibris would have been included in the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, then everyone would be extremely machmir and makpid to keep it, you know, things that which are mentioned in the Tzavar, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, people are very, very careful. We know, it says in Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that one should not marry one's niece. That's what it says. Shouldn't marry your niece. There is a famous tshuva of the Nedibi Yehuda in Tinyana Simen Ein Tes, as well as others, that the Nedibi Yehuda says, look, the Gemara says that it's praiseworthy to marry your niece. How can you possibly say you shouldn't marry your niece? You're doing against the Talmud Bavli. You know how you're talking. The Nedib Yehuda was very into, I don't mean this to the exclusion of other Achronim, but he was very into the Talmud Bavli. Meaning someone once asked the Nedib Yehuda, he was involved in all different types of Averis, and he was with an Eishes Ish for many years, and he wants to know how many Taniyas he should do. He said, look, Daman Sechnesh and Talmud Bavli, you know, these types of things about Taniyas. If you're going to start fasting, I don't know, you can fast the Gansa Leban, I'm not sure if it will be enough. You know, he wasn't so much into, and he said a lot of these things, people kind of made up the amount of fast. It wasn't, you know, let's see what it says in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, it's a good thing to marry your niece. Tell me, it's not a good thing to marry your niece. So it says the Nedib Yehuda that the Tzavah was said only to his children. And others say a lashon of asul ishmael tzavas neged a Talmud. You can't go against the Gemara. It must be said only to his children. There is a quote of here from the Sefer Shem Aryeh. Kibo me'abo Yisof. Shahamarsha Omar Basifas Rabbanim. One time the Marsha was with a group of Rabbanim. And the Marsha was an Einikolah of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Right? Shehu Mizer Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Ushmei Shmuel. The Aviv Yehuda, Masha, his name was Shmuel Adels. He was called Adels after his mother because his mother was the one who kind of gave him money to learn and so on. So, but his father was called Yehuda. Vaharei Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Kosav Shalei Yikra Mizarei Shmuel Yehuda. None of his descendants should name the children neither Shmuel nor Yehuda. So said Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Says the Masha, Al Korchach Shatzavah Yisarak Lebonov Mamish. He's limiting it even further. Not only was it not said to all of Klal Yisrael, not only was it not said for his descendants, only for his immediate children. But you have the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch and the Shem Aryeh, the Chidah, and they're there for these kashas, and they say, no, it's for Klal Yisrael and the Chaim Palagi, and so on, especially if it's a Davar of Mishish B'Sakana. And, you know, with this, there's lots and lots of Diyunim in the poskim as to halach lamaisa. You know, you have someone read Yeshidach, and it's the father has got the same name as the chassan, or the kala has the same name as the shviger, and so on. What to do? And it's very interesting. Rav Moshe has a tshuva to Nevinez Chiddik Aleph Samach Dalad, where he says, if there's no kpeida, you don't have to worry about it. If they're not makpid, don't worry. Zakt Rav Moshe, what about if the shviger is makpid? And the kala is not makbid. What about if the shver is makbid? The chosin is not makbid. Zog to Ramesha, de machosin va kala le makbidim, ein lachshish, va filu ima makbida, ein e klum. Ke chashashu leile eim el lebne hazog. Right? And therefore Ramesha says, unlike others who say, better to add a name. Add another name. Ramesha says, it's better not to add a name. Mishum Shiyach Halotzi's Mizek Kilkol, Lagabe the Ksuba, and again, and the other person, it's not possible to add a name. and you're going to demiskare and all these things. Anyway, it's a big, big discussion. And it's based on this Gemara, which says that it's commendable and praiseworthy to marry your sister. Simon Isha, the Karaka Eze, Zeis, Shtei, Habrachis, or Brechis, we might see, Tagri Pasi. Amar Abelazar called Adam She'ina Isha, Ina Adam. Again, to a certain extent, he's lacking a shlemus. Shneim rezachnikev b'ra'am mikra eshmam adam, when they are together. The Amar Rebbe Elazar called adam she'egnei karka ene adam shneim rashmam shmam lashem. Aretz nasan levnei adam. If you have aretz, that's the yin gu an adam. Amar Rebbe Elazar might have said esli ezer kenegdoi zacha izrasi. If he's zecha, she will help. Lezacha kenegdoi, she will be against him. Igadam Rei Rabbi Elazar Rami Ksiv Knagdoi, which is like a lashon of Malkus, like Megiddo. Oh, Karina and Knagdoi, but the Kriya is Knagdoi. So Zacha Knagdoi, meaning she will be there, kind of opposite him and with him and to help him and to kind of bounce ideas off him and with her and so on. Zacha Minagdasi. It'll be a source of whipping and you know, torture and so on. Ashkher Biosila Eliyahu Armalay Siv. Ezali Ezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make for him an Ezer. And the Me'isha Ezrasi Ladam. In what way does a woman help a man? And there's a discussion as to what exactly was this question. I mean, this, you know, he's asking Eliyahu Novi. In what way does a woman help a man? Armalay Adam Evi Chitin Kaisas. He comes from the farm, from the field. Does he chew on the raw wheat? Pishtan levish. Does he wear flax? No, you have to grind the flour, and she has to turn the flax into linen. Loi nimtzeis meira einav uma midasai al raglov. Do we not see that she is enlightening his eyes, and she's mimed him on his feet, meaning, like the Mefarshim say, a woman, she brings out the potential. The father gives the raw potential, but bringing it out, lemaisa, you know, the nakava, the nakeva, to kind of make it, give it finite measurements, and make it lemaisa, and so on. And that is something which is done for a woman. Amar Rabbi Elazar might have said, zeis hapam, etzim me'atzamai, ubasa. Mibsar. I mean, what's the lashon of Zeisavam? This time I can see that it's my bone, it's my flesh. Malamit Shabbat Adam al Kolbeim and Mechaya, Balinis Karadaitat Shabbat al Chava. So, Pashup Shat in the Gemara, and this is the way some Rishonim learn. Take a look at the Chizkuni, which they quote, that literally Pshuta Kamashma, Adam Rishon tried to cohabit with other animals. And it was only when he was with Chava that he realized this is the right one. Others say this is more figurative, and it's not to be taken literally. But even he thought into the union of other animals and realized that he can only have a real connection with Hava. What is pshat in the pasuk, which was said to Avraham Avinu of Avraham Ibarachecha, and it goes on to say, v'nivruchu v'cha, Koil Mishpacha Yisra Adama. Through you will be a bracha to the families of the ground. So we dash in the lashna of brecha, like to graft. Amar Leia Kadosh Baruch Avram Yishtei Brechais Tevais Yesh Lahavrech Bacha. So I'm going to bring out two new shoots are going to come out from you. Rus Hamayavia V'nama Hamaydis. So obviously Rus, who gave birth ultimately to David, and Nama, incredible things and incredible chizik which he gave to Shlomo HaMelech when he was destitute. It says, Kol Mishpachei Adama. What does it mean that through Avram is going to be bracha to all of the families? Afilu Mishpachei Hadareis Badama. Even families who don't live out in the normal civilization. They live out in the desert. They live out in the middle of nowhere. Ein Mishpachei Ella Bishvil Yisrael. So you shouldn't think it's only people who are like around us and who have our direct influence. Ultimately, it is all families. Kol Goyei Haaretz. What is that referring to? Even the ships which travel from Galia to Aspamia, Einim is Barchis Elabishul Yisrael. The Omer of Elazar, see them called Bale Umanias, the craftsmen, Sheyamdu Alakarka. Eventually they will come down to the ground, Shenema, Vyeridu, Maniaseim, they will descend from their ships, Kol Tevse Meshet, those who hold on to oars, Malachim, the sailors, Kol Chaveyam, different types of sailors, Ala Arid, Siamid, and they will stand on the ground. So eventually, they will all come back to civilization. But you do see the fact that these people are going to kind of come to the ground and they're going to be involved in cultivating the land. That's actually a yerida from their previous profession, because this pasuk which mentioned it said vayeridu mi'aniyaseim, they will descend. I mean, why do you need to say they're going to descend from their ship? I know they're going to leave their ship, but why do you need to say vayeridu? Elamai vayeridu means that there's a certain lowliness. Rashi says vayeridu is lashon yeridus anias, so they will kind of become impoverished this way. Rabbi Elazar hazya lahi ara. He saw a particular land, the Shadibe Karva Lapusya. He saw that the krov, the cabbage, was planted, Rashi says, width-wise. So the rows were going to the width of the land. So, not so clear when it says Amale, well, he was speaking to the land, but, or he was kind of thinking out loud, Amale, eat Shadia la'archech. Meaning, if you would, Rashi learns like this, that even if you would go and you would plant it lengthwise, which would be more beneficial, and perhaps you'd be able to plant additional rows and get in more crop, and therefore you can make more money, even if you would do so, eat Shadia la'archech, still, hafuchi be'isketav minach. Being involved in business is a better investment. Rashi says, meaning just being involved in iska, in business, is better. Doesn't tell us exactly what type of business. Does it mean, property? But that's what he says, hafuchi be'iska is tav minach. Similarly, Rav ol lebeni shivl. Business is better than working in the ground. Being a farmer or cultivating the land. He's saying, he says, Gabi, your actual investment and your particular venture, which you're doing, which is planting crops, Lamaisa, I can give you an aid so that it's better to plant it lengthwise. And you'll be able to shtup in another aruga. But even if you do that, you're wasting your time going to business, you'll make more money. Rav, ol lebeni shivli. Rav went between the ears of grain, Chazanu dekar naif, and he kind of saw that they were kind of the ruach was menash veizuzubazu. They were kind of blowing them together. So I guess he saw that there were so many of them; they were kind of all blowing one against the other. So it was a bumper crop. Amadu, he said to them again. Seems to be that he's kind of speaking to the crop. E naifis is nufe. Even if you can blow as much as you want. Even though the year is so densely packed together and there's so much of you, afuchi be'iska tav, it would be better to be involved in business. So we have on record that Rabbi Elazar holds business is better than crops, and Rav says business is better than crops.
Which business?
Exactly. It doesn't tell us which business. Doesn't tell us what business it is. Otherwise, Maybe Chazal didn't want to tell us. They would be scared that no one would be. I don't know. Doesn't tell us exactly what it is, unless it's like a stum in the middle. So when it says ages, like we mentioned yesterday, then when it says Aveira Stam and Shas, it means Arayas. Maybe Iska Stam and Shas also means Tarka. Does it mean, selling commodities? I'm not sure.
The farms will be no more produce.
I don't know. I think there's the Mefarshim say by Cain and Hevel. One worked on the ground, and one worked with crops. And the lashon of Hevel was because he wasn't involved, in the ikar. He was called Hevel. Our Kabbalah was saying over here that better to work in business than working with crops and so on. Yep, good. So that was that. Amar Rava, Meya Zuzi Biska. If a person invests 100 zuz in Iska, Kol Yema Bisra V'chamra. Every day you'll be able to have meat and wine. It'll be good. Whereas Meya Zuzi Ba'ara, Milcha V'chafura. That's going to give you salt. And Rashi says, Shachas. Rashi says, Shishara Mu'at. It's not going to be so good. Not only that, but you're going to have to kind of lie on the ground watching your crop for fear that someone pitches it. So you're not going to get much sleep either. Tigri, and Rashi says that Bishvila miskated in Bnei Adam. Oh, this is my land, you know, you've pinched some of my land, and so on. So, all in all, it's not a great investment. Amra Papa, Zara Valit Hasvin. However, it is better for you to plant your own stuff as opposed to purchase grain from the shuk. Aval Gav Dechi Hadadi Ninu. And even though it seems to be that it's really six of one and half a dozen of the other, and there's not much in it, still, Hani Mevarchan, these ones will see bracha more so than the ones which are in the marketplace. Well, Kol Mishisha Shakaka, you know, maybe that means owning a piece of property, a place to live, as opposed to, you know, not having a place to live, not having, you know, only being in rented accommodations. I never mean necessarily to cultivate the land. It means to own a property. Get on the property ladder. So, Zavin Valei Tezel. Zavin Valei Tezel. So Rashi says, if you go pretty much directly across, Rashi says, Zavin Valei Tezel, Machar Klei Tashmishcha, better to sell the kelim in your bias and use it to invest in pragmatia, in merchandise, before you fall into poverty. Meaning, I guess, once you fall into poverty, people can take advantage of you. They know you're desperate for the money, so they'll offer you a bad price. So, zavin v'lei tezel, sell while you have, and it shouldn't go down. Hani mili bistarki. And this has to do with klei habayis. Avogalima, when it comes to your garments, loy misram yalei kedaboy. Loy misram yalei kedaboy. Don't do so because you might not necessarily be able to find a garment which is befitting for you to wear afterwards. You might not find the right size. You might not find one which is haguna kamaisa, Rashi says. Taim balei tashvitz, shvitz vali tivni. So what does this mean? Rashi says time means time letash. He says it's lashon of stima, meaning if you have a little hole, just be soisimit. Don't kind of make a whole building project if you have a little hole in your wall. Rashi says time letash. Bits in yesh lachachar cotton because ruua. So same way same yad. The least sarchiv benekev l'shapitz beitet or levenim harbe liafoisei. I've got a little hole, I'm going to make a much bigger hole, and I'm going to replaster it, and a whole balagan, just fill it in. Now, if that isn't enough for you, so at least, shvitz v'lei tivni. Saktrashi, plaster, v'im bal nevish ato l'hanois binyancha. Okay, you know, it's past nishvamir, I need to have it, it's got to look nice, and so on. Okay, so harchev anekev v'shaptzinu liyis yotha. Okay, so you can widen the hole a little bit, so you can do it properly, but at least v'li tivni, v'li tapalis kol ha-kaisel. That's it. I need to kind of demolish the wall, start again. It's got to be perfect. Don't do that. Why should you not do that? Says the Gemara, shekol ha-isik b'binyan mismaskein. Anyone who's involved in binyan becomes poor. Right, you always end up spending more than you budgeted. You think it's going to cost this amount for the building project, and you go and spend up more. Kafeitz zvin ara. You should jump to buy land. If you have an opportunity to buy land, chaperein. Misoin nesiv itza. When it comes to marriage, don't jump into it. You know, you should think very carefully, is this the right one? Rashi says, Hamtin adjetiv take masaha shalaitse ra the kantaris. She shouldn't be a bad woman. She shouldn't be someone who quarrels. On his darga, nesiv itza. You should go down a notch and marry. What does that mean? Rashi learns, leisikach isha hashuva mimcha shemalei skabel alao. So if you marry a woman who is very, very miuchesas and very chashev, she comes from a chashev family, she's going to look down on you, possibly. So, you know, don't necessarily look for someone who is much more chashev than you. Sakdargo, b'chai shushvina. When it comes to a friend, someone who you're going to be influenced from, then you should have someone who is more chashev than you, and hopefully you will rise to their level. Amar Lazar Baravina, ein bonet ba'alaylam elabish for Yisrael. When catastrophe falls the world, it is ultimately so that we take heed. Shnemer hikarti goyim, neshamu panesa, mechravti chutzesam. It speaks about the devastation which will befall the nations of the world. Uksiv, amarti achtiri oisi, tikhi musa, you, klal Yisrael, you need to take musa from this. So this is done for your sake. Rav havi miftim remchia, or Rav ki havi miftim remchia, when Rav would take leave from Rabbi Chia, Amalei, Rabbi Chia gave Rav a bracha, Amalei, Rachmana, Litzlach, Mimidi, Dekasha, Mimavsa. The Eibishter should help you and save you from something which is worse than death. So Rav said to me, Kimidi, Dekasha, Mimavsa, is anything worse than death? Nafak, Dak, Vashkach, when he went out and he saw there's a pasuk Dak, Amitini, Mimavsa, Seisha. And Isha Ra is worse than death. Rav, and then the same Rav, Havi Kometzarele Divisu, his wife was making tzaris for him. Ki Amarla Avideli Tanfuchi asked her for lentils, Avdale Chimtzi, she made him legumes. Chimtzi Avdale Tanfuchi, she did the opposite. Ki Gadal Chiabrei, when Chia, his son, grew up and he saw what was happening, Apichla, he said to his mother, the opposite. Amar Lei, so Rav commented to his son, he said, you know what? You know, your mother is improving, right? She's finally making me a scrambled egg like I asked. So Amar Lei, I'm afraid to tell you, I'm the one who tells her every time the opposite. So Amar Lei, Haina de Karmin, this is what the Velt says, the Nafki Minach, that which comes out of you, a child who comes out of you, Tama Malafcha, they can actually teach you things. Rashi says, to answer the bottom, Tama Malafcha Pa'amim Shaben Machkimes Aviv. Ani Hayali Lassis Cain. I mean, I perhaps should have done that, or I should come up with that strategy myself. Pretty good strategy. So, nevertheless, he told his son that at Loy Tavadach, he still shouldn't do this. Shenem Alim de Lashem Dabe Sheker Havei, meaning for you to say, Abba said, Tati said, do this. Well, you didn't actually say that, so you're saying Sheker, and therefore, because of Lim de Lashem, you should not do that. So, Bechia Havi commits. Say again? Yeah, you're right. And mitzad that, it should have been the same thing. Well, that wouldn't have been a sheker. If he would have said, make me lentils. No, it's not neighbor's das. He's saying, make me lentils, you know. But for him to say that my father said X, that's already mamash sheker. Rav Chiya havi kametzarele divisu, Rav Chiya's wife was making tzaras for him, ki havi mashkech miti, nevertheless, when he found something nice, Sayerle, you wrapped it up, a sudre, beautiful gift for you, my darling. Now, Amale Rav, how come it's Sayerle Lamar? But she's a, yeah, Amale, he said, Dayenu, Shemegadle's Bonenu, Umatzilis, a sonu, interesting Russian, Menahe. She's matzel us from Avera. Zaklashi, here Avera. Why does it mean she's matzel us, and she's matzel me, Menahe? So maybe it means that, but because if I wouldn't be nitzal min achet, then that would ultimately have negative implications, ramifications on her also. So ultimately, you know, she's matzal the marriage, and so makel Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak berei peladik gemara mitzani mamu avesas aisha. So the Bazik said, I find something which is even more bitter than death, the woman. The woman. Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak said to his father, Betzmimus, can you kind of explain to me what the Pasuk is referring to? Like your mother. So, but didn't elsewhere we learn that Rabbi Yitzchak taught Rabbi Yitzchak's son, a person only gets a certain satisfaction from his first wife, from the wife of your youth. And again, Amalek again, man, Rabbi Yitzchak said to his father, like who? And he said, again, imcha, like your mother. So we'll get to that in 2 seconds. So the Gemara asks, it is a stira. Says the Gemara, maskif tkifa, she was quite sharp. However, the avure miavre. But she was nevertheless Maver al Midesel. So the question is, so why is that not Lashon Hara? So here we have the Chavetz Chaim in Ber Maim Chaim. In at the beginning in Klal Aleph, where he says Vele Tiksha Alze. Mimash Omru Babrachas, Bimarava Kinasavinish Itza Omrile Hachi Motza Maitza. Matzahish and so on, and so on. How can you do that? It's Lashon Hara and so on. So says the Chafetz Chaim. He says it could be if something is so well known, it's such public knowledge, ain by Mishum Lashon Hara, and so on. So he says Nuchalim Rabbi Pshitas the Regilas who the Isha Rosh Nuchalim Ralea Shaamra Mimavis Nisparsim. Everyone knows that she's a bitter woman. She's a bad woman. It's known. In Cain Habal, Shemisaper Achakach, Inyan Rasa, Ein Miskavin Lahavra Koil, Ein Oivral Zemishim Isalash Nahara, the Cain Masha Omrubi of Amas Nafsamach Gimel, Amir Pia, Lerav Ximit Mami Mavis. Again, and then the Gemara again, man, again, imcha, imke, nicha, b'teretzeh. Could be, you know that your mother is a very difficult person, and I'm telling you that that's what it means. And he says also, ubezeh yeshlem oy ba'ifan ach, a slightly different pshat, the sham shechir barav yada esteva imoy, ach shol, kagain man, pirish, ad heichan isha ra, veheishet kagain imcha, muchachu, shekavanasa le mizber kroy. It was just, well, you want to, this is Pshat and Pasuk. You want to know, you know, you're coming to ask me what's the Pshat and the Pasuk, so it's referring to what your mother is, so you would understand the Psukim. Valola Gneisa Bezeh. And so on. Vezeh Deim Elami Shemechavin Letzi Elis Bedavar. Shemes and so on. So that he was just coming to say Pshat in the Pasuk, and therefore that could be permitted to do so. Nevertheless, the Gemara.
We don't hold by our Pitos.
Say again? Sure we do. No, if it's a pitlasta and your kavan is not to be megane and you're not trying to, you know, but you know, you are, you know, if you're saying it for a reason which is justified. Say again. Right, but the first answer was it was a pitlasta, it was yadu lakol. The second answer was tayelus, yeah, because he was coming to sleep shat in the post. Says the Gemara, what happened over here? So the Gemara says, "Hechidam Yisha Ra." Very interesting. A Rabbi, Mekashtele Taka. She sets the table for him, a Mekashtele Puma. But she gives him what for? She curses him out. She says horrible things to him to be mitzarim. Rav Arma, Mekashtele Taka. She sets the table, Mahadrele Gaba. But she turns her back on him. Amar Rav Chama Bachanina, Kaven Shenasa Adam Yisha, Avay Neisav Mispakekin. As soon as once a person marries a woman, his Averis are mispakakin. We mentioned, fascinating, first Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, first Ramah and Evan Ezer. That's what he says, V'kevim shnasa isha ave nesav mispakakin. He says over here, I bought the Sefer in Eretz Yisrael recently, fabulous Sefer, it's kind of a Mishnah Berurah style for Evan Ezer. Beautiful, beautiful Sefer, I've got 2 volumes so far. Ave nesav mispakakin, the hainu shakadosh baruch hu peikik, the Adav and Esav Shalayu Nirim. Goes this in the pre-shah. Hashem, like, kind of stops up. The Averis, they shouldn't be visible. The Yesh Shapir Shu, he quotes in the Arach and the Mashah, Shahir Hure Avera Mizbakli Mimeno. Avanesav is the Hir Hure Avera that all goes away. Shinemar, Matisha Matsatevi, Yafik Ritzain, Mashem. The Marava Kinasiv Inesh Itza, when they would get married, Armileahi, Matza or Maitza, Matsa Matisha Matsatevi, Maitza Dachsev, Maitza Marmulavis, Es Ha'isha, the woman. Amra the Isha Ra Mitzvah Gash, it's Mitzvah to divorce her. If Sev Garish Lates, you get rid of the Lates, the scoffer, the Yates in Madin, and the Machlik is the strife, the Yishba is Din, the Kala, and the disgraceful cease. The Amra the Isha Ra, Uksabasim Ruba, if you have Nebuch, a woman who's very bad, but she's got a great big Ksuba, so you're really stuck, what should you do? Sarasa Vitzida, marry another woman. That'll fix her wagon. She'll become jealous, and she will now try and mend her ways. Tamriin she bechaverta the labor silsa. Rashi says 3 lines down. Bechaverta mekabelas techacha yaisar. If a co-wife, a tzara comes in, that will do more than a thorn. Interesting to note. Notwithstanding what Rava says, we don't find that Reb Chiya did that. We don't find that Rav did that. You know, and obviously nowadays. Nowadays we're not able to do that either because of Chayim Rabbi Negesh. The Amar Rav Akash Isha Ra Kiyem Sagrir. A bad woman, is like a stormy day. Shneva Delaf Tered Beyem Sagrir. The Ashes Madanim Nishtava. So we see that she's compared to stormy day. Amar Rav Beyore Kama Teva Isha Teva Kama Ra Isha Ra Kama Teva Isha Teva Dechsev Matz Isha Matz Teiv. If it's to be taken literally, if it's a reference to Torah Mishtai, still Kamatevi Ishatevi Shatevi Nimshulaba, the Torah compares her to Torah. Finally, we'll finish with this. Kamara Ishara, the Chseva Mitznimar Mamavis is the Isha. Again, Ibegava Mishtekra, Kamara Ishara, you see how bad she is. Shakasa Megani, the Gehenna Mishtekra, if it's really referring to Gehenim, still, you see Kamara Ishara, Shagehenim Nimshluba. Because you see that she is compared in some way to Gehenim.